Hare Krishna. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, chapter 3, and verse number 12. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namah Shantaya Ghoraya Moodaya Gunadharmine Nirvisheshaya Samyaya Namo Jnana Ghanaya Cha Namah Shantaya Ghoraya Moodaya Gunadharmine Nirvisheshaya Samyaya Namo Jnana Ghanaya Cha Namah Shantaya Ghoraya Moodaya Gunadharmine Nirvisheshaya Samyaya Namo Jnana Ghanaya Cha. Please recite. Namah Shantaya Ghoraya Moodaya Gunadharmine Namah Shantaya Ghoraya Dharmine Nirvisheshaya Samyaya Namo Jnana Ghanaya Cha Namo Shantaya Ghoraya Moodaya Gunadharmine Nirvisheshaya Samyaya Namo Jnana Ghanaya Cha Namah Shantaya Ghoraya Moodaya Gunadharmine Nirvisheshaya Samyaya Namo Jnana Ghanaya Cha. Mataji. Namo Shantaya Ghoraya Moodaya Gunadharmine Nirvisheshaya Samyaya Namo Jnana Ghanaya Cha. Word to word meaning, translation purport by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki Namaha, all obeisances. Shantaya, unto he who is above all material qualities and completely peaceful. Or unto Vasudev, the super soul in every living entity. Ghoraya, unto the fearic form of the Lord. Like Jamadagnya and Narsingadev. Moodaya, the form of the Lord as an animal, such as the boar. Gunadharmine, who accepts different qualities within the material world. Nirvisheshaya, who is without material qualities, being fully spiritual. Samyaya, Lord Buddha, the form of Nirvana, wherein the material qualities stop. Namaha, I offer my respectful obeisances. Jnana Ghanaya, who is knowledge or the impersonal Brahman. Cha, also. Translation. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Vasudev, who is all pervading to the Lord's fearic form as Lord Narsimhadev, to the Lord's form as an animal, Lord Varahadev, to Lord Dattatre, who preached impersonalism to Lord Buddha, and to all the other incarnations, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Lord who has no material qualities, but who accepts the three qualities, goodness, passion and ignorance, within this material world. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the impersonal Brahman effulgence. Purport. In the previous verses, it has been described that although the Supreme Personality of Godhead has no material form, He accepts innumerable forms to favor His devotees and kill the demons. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, there are so many incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead that they are like the waves of a river. The waves of a river flow incessantly, and no one can count how many waves there are. Similarly, no one can calculate when and how the different incarnations of the Lord appear, according to the necessities of time, place and candidates. The Lord appears perpetually. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata, abhyutthanam dharmasya tatatmanam sajamyaham. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharat, and predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself. In the material world there is always the possibility of deviation from Krishna consciousness. And therefore Krishna and his devotees always act in various forms to curb such godlessness. Even impersonalists who stress the knowledge feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead want to merge in the effulgence of the Lord. Therefore, here the word Jnana Ghanaya indicates that for atheists who disbelieve in the form and existence of the Lord, all these various incarnations appear. Since the Lord comes to teach in so many forms, no one can say that there is no God. The word Jnana Ghanaya is specially used here to refer to those who whose knowledge has become solidified by dint of their searching for the Lord through speculative philosophical understanding. Superficial knowledge is useless for understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But when one's knowledge becomes extremely intense and deep, one understands Vasudeva. Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudurlaba. A jnani attains this stage after many, many births. Therefore, the word Jnana Ghanaya is used here. The word Shantaya indicates that Lord Vasudev is situated in everyone's heart, but does not act with the living entity. Impersonalist jnanis realize Vasudev when they are fully mature in knowledge. Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudurlaba. Om Agyanti Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasme Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthavitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svavadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yudhapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Saganaragunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadhavaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha Namom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyata Deshatarine Vancha Kalpataru Bhishcha Kripa Sindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare. So first of all, I seek blessings from all the senior Vaishnavas and all the Vaishnavas who are present here. Kindly bless me so that I can speak something on the transcendental subject matters of Srimad Bhagavatam, because to understand and to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam, it requires a mercy of Vaishnavas and transcendental intelligence. So I pray to all the Vaishnavas to kindly bless me so that we can discuss Srimad Bhagavatam. So we are reading past prayers of Gajendra. So in this pastime, until now, we have seen that Gajendra, he was struck by a crocodile, and crocodile is holding his leg, and the fighting was going on since 1000 years. So since last 1000 years, he has been fighting with that crocodile, and now his strength got diminished, as in previous verses we have seen how the strength of the elephant, because he is not the animal of water, he is in a foreign land. So his strength got diminished, and the strength of the crocodile, because water is the place of crocodile, so he easily got strength from the water. But this Gajendra is losing his power, and now because he has done some devotional service in his past life, now he remembers some verses, some prayers what he has learned or recited in his previous life. So now he is reciting those prayers, and today it is one of the prayer. Namah Shantaya Ghoraya Moodaya Gunadharmine Nirvisheshaya Samyaya Namo Jnana Ghanaya Cha. So here I will once more read the translation. I offer my respectful obeisances to Lord Vasudev, who is all pervading, to the Lord's fairy form as Lord Narsingadev, to the Lord's form as animal Lord Varadev, to Lord Dattatreya, who preached impersonalism, to Lord Buddha and all the other incarnations. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Lord who has no material qualities, but who accepts the three qualities, goodness, passion and ignorance, within this material world. I also offer my obeisances, respectful obeisances, unto the impersonal Brahman effulgence. So, in previous verses also, we have seen that the point is stressed where it is said that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has no material qualities. Although he comes here as a human being, and sometimes he appears in animal species also, but he has no material qualities. So we have seen 3-4 verses, it is repeated like this. So what is the point in repeating these verses? It shows the importance of the of that thing. Because it is repeated so many times, so it shows the importance of that thing. Just like in, we have seen in Bhagavad Gita also, there are so many verses that are repeated. Just like one of the verses, Man Mana Bhavmat Bhakto. It is in 9.34 and 18.65 also. Only the second line is changed. But the verse is repeated because Krishna wants us to show that this is the real purport of Bhagavad Gita. To surrender unto Krishna, Man Mana Bhavmat Bhakto Madhyajivam. To surrender unto Krishna and to engage in his devotional service. This is the main point he wants to convey in Bhagavad Gita. So, here also the same point is told again and again, to make us convinced that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has no material qualities. Sometimes impersonalists, Mayavadis, they think that Krishna is like us, Krishna is made of Maya. To prove this point wrong, it is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam again and again, and so many other scriptures also, that he has no material qualities. And one more thing, that why these verses are repeated again and again, so that these things, we get convinced, yes, this is the truth. Just like in advertising industry, what happened? They show you advertise on television, on billboards, different places, you see the same advertise, like Jio SIM nowadays. So what is happening? People are forced to buy that thing because they are seeing that again and again. So when we hear or this about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, transcendental feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that he is not a material form, so we also get convinced, yes, he is a transcendental body, and we are his part and parcel, and our duty is to serve him. So that is why it is not a fault that these things are repeated again and again. It is just to make us convinced that we have to surrender to Krishna, and we are conditioned and he is transcendental. Here in conditioned state we are conditioned, and Krishna is transcendental, so he is in a superior position than us. So why people think that Krishna is just like us. Atmavat manyate jagat. Because it is a tendency of a human being that they when they want to judge somebody, they judge in comparison to themselves only. If they want to judge somebody, how they judge? Just like if you take the example of Supreme Personality of Godhead here. So they think that Krishna is also having a human form, so we are also having human form. He has two eyes, we also have two eyes. He has two hands, we also have two hands. And he is taking birth, we are also taking birth. He has grown up, we are also growing up. So by looking at all these parameters, people generally, they come to the conclusion that yes, Krishna is also like us. So because they cannot think beyond that, and it is their mentality to think like that. So this shows that our condition state, like we are conditioned. So what is happening in this material world, the conditioned soul is depending on another conditioned soul. So because of this conditioning, what is happening? They are not fearless. They are always fearful. So those who are already conditioned, those who are full of four defects, cheating propensity, to be illusion, to commit mistakes, and imperfect senses. So these four defects are in every conditioned living entity. And when we put our faith in another conditioned living entity, what is happening? They cannot provide us complete fearlessness. So we become fearful in this material condition, and they cannot provide solution to every problem of our material existence. So the verse comes in Srimad Bhagavatam that bhayam dvitiya bhinnivesha syat ishat apateyas vipravas smriti. Fear arises when a living entity misidentifies himself as the material body because of absorption in the external illusionary energy of the Lord. When the living entity thus turns away from the Supreme Lord, he also forgets his own constitutional position as a servant of the Lord. This bewildering, fearful situation, condition is affected by the potency of illusion called Maya. Therefore, an intelligent person should engage unflinchingly in the unalloyed devotion service to the Lord, under the guidance of the spiritual, bona fide spiritual master, whom he should accept as his worshipable deity. So until unless we put our faith on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because he is transcendental to this material world and he has all transcendental qualities. So he is always fearless. Krishna is always fearless. So if we associate with him, if we perform devotional service unto him, then a conditioned living entity gradually gets purified, and he also acquires some qualities of Krishna. Not in full, but in very minute quantity. Just like fearlessness is one of the quality. So that is why devotees remain fearless. Just like Prahlad Maharaj, we can see. In Prahlad Maharaj, he becomes so much fearless that he was not afraid of poisonous snakes. He was not afraid of the fire, to be put in fire. And he was not afraid of falling from a mountain. So he has total faith in Supreme Personality. He is continuously associating with Supreme Personality of Godhead in one of the limbs of bhakti, Ismaranam. Because he is always remembering Krishna, he is actually associating with Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada says in the purport that in the previous verses it has been described that all the Supreme Personality of Godhead has no material form. He accepts innumerable forms to favor his devotees and kill the demons. So Krishna comes in different forms. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, there are so many incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here Prabhupada says that although he has no special favor, but still he favors his devotees. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita also that samoham sarvabhuteshu name doshasti name priya ye bhajanti tu mam bhaktya maite teshu chapyaham. Samoham sarvabhuteshu, samoham means I am equal to everyone. Name doshasti, I do not envy anyone, or name priya, I do not friend anyone. But at but a person who is engaged in devotional service unto me, he bhajanti tu mam bhaktya, he is very dear to me. So person who is engaged in devotional service unto Krishna, he becomes dear and he takes special care of that devotee. Although he is providing food and shelter to everybody, whether he is a devotee or not devotee, but a person who is engaged in his devotional service, he has special care for that. And so Krishna appears in different incarnations. Rama adi murtisho akarodaniya mena tishtan nana avatarana bhuneshu kintu. So Krishna appears in different forms, just like a waves of a river. We cannot count the waves of a river. So similarly, we cannot count the innumerable incarnations of Krishna. Why he appears? To favor his devotees and to kill the demons. Now Srila Prabhupada is saying that Jnana Ghanaya indicates that for atheist who disbelieve in the form and existence of the Lord, that all these incarnations appear. Since the Lord come to teach us in so many ways, no one can say that there is no God. So we have seen how Krishna is personally saying this, and at so many places also it has been stated that how Krishna is not of this material world and is transcendental, and he come to teach those atheists and those rascals who have no faith in the Supreme Personality, existence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here in Gajendra pastimes we can see that one interesting thing, that Gajendra is an ideal example for Janmaishwarya Shruti Shribi. That he is having a nice Janma elephant species. He is a king of the elephants. Aishwarya, he has opulent, he is a king. Shruti, he has knowledge. And Shribir, he is beautiful. For elephants, he is the most beautiful elephants among the elephants. So this is happening. It is a general example that whenever a person is having these four things, Janma, Aishwarya, Shruti, Shribhi, what happened? Edamana Madhapuman. Madhapuman. He becomes proud of having these qualities, and out of proud, he forget his real identity, and he forget that the temporary miserable nature of this material world. This material world is miserable and this material world is temporary. He completely forgets that. Why? Because he is having a nice family, he is having wealth, he is having beauty, he is having knowledge, material education. So by having all these things, he forgets completely. So here, similarly, what happened, that when Gajendra went for sporting in the water with his family members, he forgets that there might be some danger in the water. So when he entered the water, what happened? He is enjoying. He is taking bath and he is throwing water on his family, on his children and his wife. So, but suddenly, all of a sudden, this calamity happened. This crocodile came and he caught hold of his leg. So the situation completely changes from that. So here, we can understand that if a person who is not engaged in devotional service, who is not remembering Krishna in this life, there is no chance of remembering Krishna in next life also. Because by the example of Gajendra, Lord Krishna wants us to understand that how a living entity got entangled. And if you are not performing devotional service, then you are totally finished. Because he has performed devotional service in his past life, he got the remembrance by Krishna. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that I am the reason for your intelligence, remembrance and forgetfulness. So because Krishna is providing his intelligence, he can remember the devotional service, he can remember the prayers which he has recited in his past life. So these are the prayers which he is reciting. So Lord Krishna is showing us that if you have not done devotional service, then there is no chance. or to come out of the miseries of this material world, because this material world is full of miseries, adi devi adi bhautik adhyatmik. So we have to engage somehow or the other in devotional activities. So Gajendra remembers all these devotional service because he had done those in the past, and even in a great pain he is able to remember, recall all these prayers. In bhakti sometimes we are also facing some obstacles, some difficulties. So why all these difficulties they are coming in our devotional service, although we are serving Krishna, but still why these difficulties are coming? Because Krishna wants us to strengthen our devotional service. He wants our devotional service to be very much strong. That is why he gives us obstacles. Because if we face the obstacles, then we become more dependent on Krishna and our devotional service become much more stronger. So Queen Kunti similarly prays in Srimad Bhagavatam first canto that Namaste Purusham Tadyam Ishwaram Prakrate Param Alaksham Sarabhutanam Antar Bahir Avastitam. She is saying, O Krishna, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you because you are the original personality and are unaffected to the qualities of material nature. You are the existence within body and without everything, yet you are invisible to all. So similarly prayers were offered by Queen Kunti. She is also confirming that Krishna, you are the supreme personality, you are exist within and without, but nobody knows you, you are invisible to all. Alaksham sarabhutanam. So Krishna is not visible to everybody, he is visible only to his devotees. Krishna becomes laksham, he becomes visible to those who are engaged in his devotional service, because by devotional service Krishna becomes bound to appear before devotee. Just like Mother Yashoda, when Krishna appeared as his son, Krishna becomes very notorious sometimes, and sometimes Mother Yashoda chastises Krishna. She gave punishment to Krishna. So this is a loving feeling between a devotee and supreme personality of Godhead. Although for Lord there is no father, there is no mother, but out of the love for his devotees, the devotees are having so much love for Krishna, Krishna reciprocate with them by becoming their son, so that they can fully taste the mellow, devotional mellow. So through devotional service Krishna becomes laksham. And how to perform devotional service? In parampara, under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master in bona fide sampradaya. So we are connected to the very bona fide sampradaya, and under the guidance of a spiritual master, if we are performing devotional service, then slowly slowly Krishna becomes laksham. Then one more prayer of Maharani Kunti, Janma Karma Chavishvatma Ajayak Shaktur Atmana Prayan Mireshu Yaddeshu Tad Atyant Vidambhavam. Of course it is bewildering, O soul of the universe, that you work though you are inactive, and you took birth although you are unborn. You are the vital force and the unborn. You yourself descend among the animals, men, sages and aquatics. Verily, this is bewildering. So this is very bewildering for whom? For those who are non-devotees. But a devotee, just like Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Janma Karma Chame Divyam Evam Yoveti Tattvata Tekta Deham Punar Janma Neti Maveti Sarjana. That those who can understand the transcendental birth and pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, upon leaving this material body, they go back home, back to Godhead. They never come again here. So for devotees, they can understand. Just like few days ago when Prabhuji was giving Bhagavatam class, and he is saying that Even though we do not understand how Krishna's transcendental, how Krishna's birth and activities are transcendental, but if we just if we just convince that yes, they are transcendental, then we are able to cross this material world. So even though Krishna's birth and activities, they are transcendental, but if we just consider them, yes, they are transcendental only, and we do not, even though we do not understand them, how they are transcendental, that is success. So we always, devotees always remember that Krishna's birth and activities, they are all transcendental. And for non-devotees, Krishna remains always hidden. Naham prakashi sarvasya yoga maya samavrita. Mudoham nabhi janati lokomam ajam avyayam. Naham prakashi sarvasya. So Krishna does not reveal to anybody. He reveals to his devotees only. And how he reveals? Ye yathamam prapadyante tam sateva bhajamyaham. To the degree a devotee surrenders to Krishna, to that degree Krishna reveals to himself. So because non-devotees, they do not believe Krishna, they do not understand Krishna, what to speak of surrender to Krishna. So that is why Krishna is always covered himself with yoga maya. For non-devotees, there are two maya. First is Mahamaya, material energy. Then again one more covering is yoga maya. But for a devotee, to that degree he surrenders to Krishna, to that degree Krishna reveals himself. So what does it mean to understand Krishna's transcendental position? If we are actually understanding that Krishna is transcendental, then it means that he is in a superior position. He is the supreme personality. We are his part and parcel, and our duty is to serve him. Just like any part of my body, what its duty? To serve the body. Similarly, we are also the part and parcel of Krishna. So our duty is to serve him in loving devotional service. If we are not doing this, then we are in diseased condition. So at all the times we are engaged in devotional service, we have to ask ourselves that for whom I am doing this, for what I am doing this, that who will be getting benefited by doing this devotional activity. So when we are asking this question, we get an idea, yes, it is a kaam or it is prem. Atmendriya priti vancha tare bole kaam, krishnendriya priti iccha dare prema naam. So a devotee is not a foolish person, he is very intelligent, and he always asks himself that by doing this activity, am I pleasing Krishna, am I pleasing Prabhupada, am I pleasing Guru? If it is not pleasing to Krishna, Guru and Prabhupada, then it is not a devotional activity, it is just for our sense gratification. So a devotee always makes a practice to ask himself that by doing this activity, am I pleasing my Guru, am I pleasing Srila Prabhupada, am I pleasing Krishna? So when we are pleasing Krishna, that is actual devotional service. Outwardly we may see that yes, we are engaged in devotional service, but it is not devotional service. Just like we are doing some service for the temple, and in return we want some facilities, that I am doing this service only, I will do this service only if I get some kind of facilities. So if we are thinking like that, it is not devotional service. Although we are dressed up like a sadhu, like a saint, in saffron cloth, but still, if our intention is not proper, if our intention is not that of serving Guru Krishna, then it is not called devotional service. It is just like a normal activity, material activity. So we have to be very careful that we always check that whether it is in line with the devotional service, whether it is pleasing to Krishna and Guru. If it is not pleasing, then we should be very alert and we should make it correct. We should. It means that our sadhana is lacking somewhere. That is why it is happening. So we should take care of our sadhana more rigidly, perform our sadhana more rigidly. Listen from senior devotees, senior Vaishnavas. So this is a devotee. So devotee always, he always asks himself that, am I doing correct or not? It is as per the line of devotional service or not. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning about Jnana Ghanaya. The Jnana Ghanaya, just by having material knowledge, we cannot understand Krishna. Just like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he went to Varanasi, there are so many big scholars. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the humble position and he preached in such a way that all these Mayavadis, they understood that although we are so much materially educated, we are Vedantist, but we are nothing in front of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All these knowledge is a waste in front of bhakti. So Srila Prabhupada is mentioning here that Jnana Ghanaya indicate that for atheist who disbelieve in the existence of the Lord, all other incarnations appear. And a jnani attains this stage after many, many births. So a jnani, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he preached to the jnanis and they become devotees. And another example is Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. He was a great scholar. He was so much great scholar that the sannyasis, they come to his place and they learn Vedanta from him. Mayavadi sannyasis, they come. So he was teaching to sannyasis also. He was such a big scholar. But when he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, now I want to teach you Vedanta. Because your age is very, you are at a very young age, took sannyas, and in future you might fall down. He was thinking like that. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again took the humble position, and for 7 days he continuously heard from Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya thinking that now he is becoming pakka sannyasi. But at the end of 7th day, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not replying anything, either he is understanding or not understanding, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya became very anxious, and he asked at the end of the 7th day that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whether you are understanding or not. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what he told that you are saying, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, that the Vedanta, the verses you are reciting, that is correct, but the commentary on those verses are like a cloud covering the sun. So the purport or the commentary what Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya was not accepted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as bona fide, because earlier he was a Mayavadi. So obviously all his purport and commentaries were Mayavadi and impersonalism, favoring impersonalism. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so he became shocked, and then they discussed for some more time. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu elaborately explained the Atmaram verse in 64 different ways. So when he explained that verse in 64 different ways, he became so much surprised that he is not a ordinary person, and he was very much impressed by his devotional service, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's preaching. So he immediately surrendered to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he became a devotee. So after becoming a devotee, he becomes so much humble, and yesterday we were listening by Mukunda Madhav Prabhu that Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya does not even like to hear the word of mukti. He changed the verse in Srimad Bhagavatam to bhakti. Mukti to bhakti. He was so much pathetic with the mukti. So when a devotee, when a person becomes devotee, he does not hanker for any kind of liberation. Sarvapadi vinirmuktam tatparaitvare nirvalam rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhakti ruchyate. So we also have to come out of all these designations, I am the father, I am the mother, I am Indian, I am American, I am this body. So when we come out of this material designation, then what happened? Sarvabhadi vinirmuktam tat paratvena nirbalam. Then our senses become purified, and with those purified senses we can serve Krishna nicely. So a jnani, we can see that in past also there are so many jnanis, and Srila Prabhupada also defeated so many jnanis. When Srila Prabhupada went, he comes to India, irregularly comes to India, and once Srila Prabhupada was saying that although in India there are so many big Vedantists, there are so many big Pandit scholar, and I am not so much scholar as compared to other scholars. It is humility of Srila Prabhupada. But he is saying that although they are so much scholarly and I am not so much, but still I am able to defeat them. Srila Prabhupada is saying. How he is able to defeat? Because he has full faith in devotional service. That by devotional service only a person can attain success of his life. Well, ultimately by jnana, by dhyan, or ashtang yoga, any other yoga, ultimately we have come to bhakti yoga. The Krishna also in Bhagavad Gita, in every chapter almost in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is stressing on bhakti. Like in 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the last verse is that yoginam api sarvesham madgaten antaratmana shaddavan bhajate yomam same yukta tamomata. Yoginam api sarvesham, he is describing about buddhi yogis. So at the end of the chapter he is saying that yoginam api sarvesham, among all the yogis, madgaten antaratmana, who is the best yogi? Who is always thinking about me in his mind? So who is thinking about Krishna in his mind always? A devotee. So by the mercy of Vaishnavas, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we all got this opportunity to engage in devotional service in this Kali Yuga. It is very very rare thing, and we should not take it very lightly. We should take it very seriously, and we should try to go back home, back to Godhead in this life only. So then our life is successful, and we should always remember the importance of bhakti. Just like yesterday Mukund Madhav Prabhu was saying that that the pleasure what we achieve from bhakti cannot be compared to the oceans of Brahmananda. The one drop of bhakti cannot be compared to the oceans, millions of oceans of Brahmananda. The ananda which can be attained in Brahmaloka, the topmost planet of this material world. So similarly, one more verse, Lord Brahma is reciting about the Jnana Ghanaya, that by Jnana we cannot understand. In the 10th canto, 14th chapter, 29th verse, Athapi te deva padam bhujam doya prasada leshanu grahita evahi janati tattvam bhagavan mahimno na chanya ekopi charam vichinnam. My Lord, if one is favored by even a slight trace of the mercy of your lotus feet, he can understand the greatness of your personality. But those who speculate to understand the supreme personality of Godhead are unable to know you, even though they continue to study the Vedas for many many years. So why they do not surrender to Krishna? Because of their false ego. Because they are having a so much false ego, they are not surrendered to Krishna. And here in the purport Srila, in the last Srila Prabhupada is saying, therefore the word Jnana Ghanaya used here, the word Shantaya, indicate that Lord Vasudeva is situated in everyone's heart but does not act with the living entity. Impersonal is Jnana is realized వాసుదేవ్ వెన్ దే ఆర్ ఫుల్లీ మెచ్యూర్ ఇన్ నాలెడ్జ్. బహునాం జన్మనాం అంటే జ్ఞానవాన్ మాం ప్రబద్ధతే వాసుదేవం సర్వం ఇది స మహాత్మా సుదుర్లభ. సో ఆఫ్టర్ మెనీ మెనీ బర్త్స్ బహునాం జన్మనాం అంతే జ్ఞానవాన్ అజ్ఞాని హీ కెన్ అండర్స్టాండ్ కృష్ణ, హీ కెన్ అండర్స్టాండ్ దట్ యస్ వాసుదేవం సర్వం ఇది దట్ వాసుదేవ ఐ హావ్ టు సరెండర్ టు వాసుదేవ స మహాత్మా దెన్ హీ బికమ్స్ మహాత్మా. So bhakti is greater than jnana, bhakti is greater than dhyana, bhakti is greater than any other yoga. So we should be fully convinced of this, and without wasting much time we should engage in devotional service fully. So with this word I am taking your leave. So if you have any questions, if you have questions you can ask. I think one question we can take. Yes.
Shriji, you are speaking about fearlessness.
Yes, yes.
So there are many people out there say that, well, I do whatever my devotion according to my own way, and by that devotion I feel confident and fearlessness in the material world. And right. Fearlessness and confident. And then they say that why there is a need to follow a process which you say I am happy doing my way and I am also feeling fearless. So what can be said to such kind of people who just want to do their own way?
Sorry?
Who just want to follow a process by their own way and they feel that I am okay, I am fearless.
So because they do not know the ultimate nature of this material world, they are called ignorant persons. A mad person also thinks that I am fearless. I am the Prime Minister. But is he the Prime Minister of India? He can say anything he likes. But is it real? You know, mad person, he is not a Prime Minister. So similarly, those person who have not mature in their knowledge, they say that we are enjoying life. Who has seen what happened after life? Who has seen the hell or heaven? But it is not expressed scripture. They may say anything, but we have to see through the scripture what the scriptures are saying. They say that a person who is not a devotee of Krishna, he is not fearless. He will not become fearless until unless he is not a devotee of Krishna. So just like a mad person can say anything, so they are also saying. So we have to, if you want to preach them, then you can quote some verse from Bhagavata Gita or Bhagavatam, and according to that verse, if they accept that verse, then preach them accordingly. Okay? Yes.
Sudeva. महात्मा
वासुदेव सर्वम.
तो हम लोग अभी भक्ति कर रहे हैं तो ऐसा हो रहा है कि हम लोग वासुदेव को समझ लिए, मतलब प्रतीत हो रहा है कि हम लोग भक्ति में आए हैं. तो ऐसा क्या किया हम लोग पिछले जन्म में कि अभी भक्ति कर रहे हैं?
भक्ति में आए हम लोग, ऐसा क्या किया था? भगवान बोलते हैं भगवद गीता में, चतुर्विधा भजन्ते माम जना सुकृतन अर्जुन आर्तो अर्थार्थी जिज्ञासु ज्ञानी च भरतर्षभ. कि चार तरह के व्यक्ति भगवान की शरण में आते हैं, एक आर्तो अर्थार्थी जिज्ञासु और ज्ञानी. लेकिन ये चारों क्या होते हैं? सुकृतिवान होते हैं. सुकृतिवान मतलब वो कार्य जो अनजाने में हुआ हो लेकिन भक्ति उसको मान लेते हैं. भगवान से अनजाने में आके आप भगवान को कभी भगवान के कीर्तन सुन लिया है, भगवान का नाम ले लिया है ना, तो वो भी भगवान भक्ति मानते हैं. भगवान की नजरों में बहुत बड़ा है ना. हम छोटा सा राई के दाने के बराबर करते हैं, भगवान उसको पहाड़ के समान देखते हैं. या कभी हम भगवान के मंदिर आकर चरणामृत लिया है, भगवान की आरती में भाग लिया है, तो इस जन्म में अगर ऐसा किसी ने किया होगा तो अगले जन्म में उसको उसका भक्ति वहीं से स्टार्ट करने का मौका मिलेगा. तो कुछ ना कुछ सभी ने कुछ स्वीकृति है. जैसे श्रील प्रभुपाद से एक बार प्रश्न पूछा कि उनके डिसाइपल्स ने कि श्रील प्रभुपाद हमने तो कुछ ऐसा कार्य किया नहीं, हमने तो कभी भक्ति किया नहीं, तो हम लोग कैसे, हमको कैसे ऐसा मौका मिला कि दुर्लभ भक्ति प्राप्त हुआ है. तो श्रील प्रभुपाद बोलते हैं कि एक तो यह तरीका था जो बताया, एक और तरीका है कि जब भक्त लोग कृपा करते हैं, अहेतु की कृपा करते हैं, तो श्रील प्रभुपाद बोले कि आपने कुछ भी भक्ति नहीं किया लेकिन मैंने आपका भाग्य बना दिया भक्ति करने के लिए. आई मेक योर गुड फॉर्च्यून. श्रील प्रभुपाद बोलते हैं कि मैंने आपको योग्यता योग्य बना दिया भक्ति करने के लिए. आप में योग्यता नहीं है फिर भी आप योग्य बन गए. तो इस तरह से जब किसी वैष्णव का कृपा होता है, कोई आपको भगवद गीता दे दिया, जबरदस्ती दे दिया, टच भी कर लिया, श्रील प्रभुपाद बोलते हैं इवन दे टच माय बुक्स दे गेट द ट्रांसेंडेंटल बेनिफिट. अगर कोई टच करता है भगवद गीता को या हरे कृष्णा सुनता है, जब आप लोग बाहर कीर्तन करने जाते हैं, आप लोग कीर्तन करने जाते हैं तो कितने सारे लोग सुनते हैं, तो उन्होंने नहीं किया फिर भी आपकी वजह से उनको सुकृति मिल गया. तो इसी तरह से जैसे श्रील प्रभुपाद ने हम सभी को मौका दिया है यहां पर आकर भक्ति करने का, योग्यता नहीं है फिर भी वैष्णव की कृपा से, श्रील प्रभुपाद की कृपा से योग्यता न होते हुए भी हम यहां पर आकर भक्ति कर रहे हैं. जैसे किसी मिनिस्टर का पहचान होता है, आपका किसी मिनिस्टर से पहचान है या आपके मित्र का किसी मिनिस्टर से पहचान है, तो वो क्या करेगा, बोले ये मेरा एक काम करा दो ना. बोला इस काम के लिए तो बहुत टाइम लग जाएगा, 10 साल लग जाएंगे, लेकिन डायरेक्ट मिनिस्टर के पास जाएगा तो एक दिन में हो जाएगा, है ना. क्योंकि वो तो इसी तरह से वैष्णव का जो कृपा होता है वो हम भक्त बनना हमारी उसमें नहीं था, है ना, भाग्य में. फिर भक्तों के संग में आकर क्या हुआ, उनकी कृपा से हम भक्ति प्राप्त हो गया. कृष्ण को बोल सकते हैं भगवान पे कृपा करिए, वैष्णवेरा आवेदन है कृष्ण दयामय. जब वैष्णव आवेदन करेंगे कृष्ण को तो कृष्ण दयामय हो जाते हैं और फिर आपको वो उस लायक बना देते भक्ति करने के. ठीक है, थैंक यू वेरी मच. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की, श्रील प्रभुपाद की, बताए गौर प्रेमानंद देव.